What the Bible tells us. This is a history of the heavens and the earth in the time they were created. Genesis 2:4. With those words, the Bible summarizes its account of how our planet came to be. Does what the Bible says harmonize with scientific facts? Consider a few examples. Has the universe always existed? Genesis 1:1 states, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Up until the second half of the 20th century, many prominent scientists believed that the universe always existed. But based on more recent discoveries, most scientists now acknowledge that our universe did, in fact, have a beginning. The beginning. The material heavens and earth are created. What did the earth originally look like? Genesis 1, 2, and 9 describes the ancient earth as formless and desolate, covered in water. That description is echoed by modern scientific findings. Biologist Patrick Shee says that our planet started with an unbreathable atmosphere devoid of oxygen, overall looking more like a science fiction landscape. Astronomy magazine reports, "New research suggests ancient Earth was a water world, with little to no land in sight." How did our atmosphere change over time? Genesis 1, 3-5 indicates that when light first began to penetrate the atmosphere, its source could not have been discernible from the Earth's surface. Only later would the Sun and the Moon have been distinctly visible from the Earth. The Smithsonian Environmental Research Center says that our atmosphere first allowed only diffused light to reach the Earth. It says methane droplets in the air shrouded the young Earth in a global haze. Later, the methane haze cleared and the sky turned blue. In what order did life appear on the Earth? 1. First day. Diffused light evidently penetrates the Earth's atmosphere. Genesis 1, 3-5. 2. Second day. The Earth is covered with water and a dense mantle of vapor. These two elements are separated, creating a gap between them. Genesis 1, 6-8. 3. Third day. Surface water subsides and dry ground appears. Genesis 1, 9-13. 4. Fourth day. The Sun and Moon could have been discernible from the Earth's surface. Genesis 1, 14-19. 5. Fifth day. God creates underwater creatures and flying creatures with the ability to procreate within their kinds. Genesis 1, 20-23. 6. Sixth day. Land animals, both large and small, are created. The sixth day culminates with the creation of the first human couple. Genesis 1:24-31. Genesis 1:20-27 states that fish, birds, land animals, and finally humans were created. Scientists believe that the first fish appeared long before the first mammals, and that humans appeared much later. Considering the brevity of the biblical narrative, the match between the statements and timing in Genesis 1 and the discoveries of modern science is phenomenal. Gerald L. Schroeder, physicist. What does the Bible not say? Some people claim that the Bible does not harmonize with modern scientific discovery. However, such claims are often based on a misunderstanding of what the Bible actually says. The Bible does not say that the universe or the earth is only 6,000 years old. Rather, it says simply that the earth and the universe were created in the beginning. Genesis 1:1. The Bible does not specify how long ago that was. The Bible does not say that all life on earth was created in 6 24-hour days. Rather, it uses the word day to refer to periods of time. For example, it states that the creation of our planet and life on it, during the 6 creative days spoken of in Genesis chapter 1, occurred in the period of time called the day that Jehovah God made earth and heaven. Genesis 2:4. The footnote reads, Jehovah is the name of God as revealed in the Bible. End of footnote. So each of the six creative days during which God prepared the earth for life and created life on it could represent extremely long periods of time. The Bible does not say that living things cannot undergo changes in their makeup over time. The book of Genesis states that animals were created according to their kinds. Genesis 1:24 and 25. The Bible word kinds is not a scientific term, but it seems to refer to broad divisions of life forms. Thus, a single kind may include many species or varieties. This wording allows for the possibility that within a kind, changes in the variety and the types of species that lived in the same community could occur over time. What do you think? As noted above, the Bible describes in simple and accurate terms the beginning of the universe, the original state of the earth, and the development of life. Might it be, then, that the Bible has also accurately identified the one who created those things? The origin of life as a result of a supernatural event, says the Encyclopedia Britannica, is in its most general form not inconsistent with contemporary scientific knowledge. The footnote reads, The Encyclopedia Britannica does not endorse the idea that life was created. End of footnote. Consider this. Read Genesis 1:1 to chapter 2, verse 4. Contrast that account with ancient creation myths. The Babylonians, for example, believed that the universe and humans were made from the corpse of a goddess and the blood of a god. Ancient Egyptians supposed that the god Ra created humans from tears. In China, some thought that the dead body of a giant had transformed into the natural elements of the earth and that humans descended from the fleas on his body. Do you think that the Genesis account belongs among those myths? Or is it scientifically plausible? Watch the 4-minute video, Was the Universe Created? Search for the video title on jw.org. End of article.